There are renewed calls for industrial manslaughter laws in this country after a man was buried alive under 48,000 cubic metres of soil at a Central Australian manganese mine. The Northern Territory has the highest rate of workplace deaths in the country, and such laws could help send company owners to jail if workers die on their watch. Amelia Turzon reports.
A miner posted footage on social media last year showing the Bootu Creek mine in Central Australia in full swing. These blasts around its pit are carving out a precious mineral, manganese. But there was a tragedy at the mine north of Tennant Creek on the weekend. A wall collapsed in the pit, burying a man under 48,000 cubic metres of soil. The Territory's Acting Commissioner of Regional Police is Travis Wurst.
One of the pits was being assessed by some mine staff. As a wall of one of the pits collapsed, a 59-year-old male person from Darwin, who was a mine employee, was at the bottom of that pit, and unfortunately he was engulfed by that falling slide. It is likely that he has died as a consequence.
The body of 59-year-old Craig Butler probably won't be recovered for days due to ongoing safety issues at the site. His death follows a horrific year over the border in Queensland, with six deaths at mines. That is the state's worst year for mining fatalities since 1997. Stuart Bell is a former commissioner for mine safety in Queensland. He says the latest accident in the Territory should have never happened.
People should not be working close to unsupported high walls or any wall that's not supported. There should be a zone in front of that wall where people are not allowed to be. If they have to be there, the wall needs to be supported in some way so it won't fall over.
PM called the mine for comment but was told that all queries should now go to police. The Singaporean head company that owns the mine, OM Holdings, couldn't be contacted either. But in a statement yesterday, it said it was deeply saddened by the death and that all workers are being given counselling. The NT Mines Minister is Paul Kirby.
I've been made aware through our department of different events that have happened at the site.
The accident has seen renewed calls from local unions for industrial manslaughter laws that could send company owners to jail if workers die on their watch. On the weekend, the Western Australian government confirmed it's bringing in these laws with a maximum 20 years imprisonment. Regan Ballantyne's 17-year-old son died on a worksite in WA while installing a glass ceiling 2 years ago.
I think that if the satisfaction of sending your workers home at the end of a work day is not enough of a motivation, perhaps a jail penalty will be.
The NT government has also pledged to introduce industrial manslaughter laws, but so far no timeline has been set. Queensland brought in industrial manslaughter laws 2 years ago.
Amelia Turzon reporting.